Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
Oh, we're ready. Okay, wow. I have just been sitting here fiddling around. All right, Mom, phone down. Come on. This is showbiz, baby. Let's get it. I don't know. Hey, everybody. What's up? And welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemons. Guys, if you're watching on youtube.com/@unhinged, we have yet another setup. I just wanted to try out having a desk because I feel like that will keep me a lot more focused. Now, will that hypothesis pan out? We're not sure. But we have three camera angles today because we have a returning guest, my mother.
Sorry, no one more exciting than me. Over and out.
No, not over and out, girl. We just started. Now, before we get into the new episode, I want to remind you guys to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemons wherever you get your podcasts. And we have, like I already said once during this 2-minute span of the episode, be sure to subscribe to youtube.com/@unhinged. And it is our channel. We hit 10K. How exciting is that? And then also on my Patreon, patreon.com/Chris Clemons, we do a little Unhinged after show where we do fun activities. We talk about the episode. I'm schmirking shm schmied. It's a good time, you know? And then lastly, the last shameless plug, and then I promise we'll get into the episode. Bay Area, I'm coming to you in like 2 weeks to perform and do an episode of the podcast and some stand-up afterwards. So be sure to go, guys, to Ticketmaster. Literally, go to Ticketmaster and type in Chris Clemons. Is that not the most insane thing? And then, like, buy yourself a ticket. Who knows? Maybe buy three. Who knows? We are recording this the night before Thanksgiving.
Night before Thanksgiving, indeed.
You've been doing all your cooking today?
I've been cooking all day.
How has that been going?
So, yeah, it's been going. I had to work this morning from home. So that was, for a while, it was really fun to get up and cook. I, of course, had a little white wine, had my...
Oh, shit, you already got the party started.
I had it started at 11:10 this morning, had my music thumping.
Wow, you but are then, very open to admit that.
Yeah, I mean, it was took a half day, whatever. But the crisis happened when I decided to... So I'm really into bundt cakes, we call them, bundt cakes.
Oh, I love them.
And
we'll get into it in this episode.
I like representing my New England roots on Thanksgiving. And so I love cooking with cranberries. And so I thought I'd make a cranberry orange bundt cake. And to, as a tie-in to Chris's oldest brother, Mike, who was a first-time soccer coach this year, I have a bunt pan that's actually a mold of a stadium.
Like a soccer stadium. Yeah. It is and one under, of the most unhinged things yeah, that has been created.
Under ideal circumstances, the cakes...
I don't think I've ever seen one bundt cake come out of that pan correct.
Well, they struggle in a normal pan. That was my mom had a whole, like, she could have gotten a PhD thesis on bundt pans. But, I mean, we all have a million of them.
Damn, she could have passed some of that info on before she fucking left.
Yeah. So anyway, I tried. It was a hot take to try a new recipe in the stadium pan. And, of course...
Oh, it was a new recipe? I thought you just like added so, the sacrilege of it all. That's what you get.
Traditional bundt cake. I mean, it was just how I made it was different and had all kinds of sticky stuff. Anyway,
what kind of sticky stuff?
Dump it like a lot of orange juice. And then, no, I'm not going to play into your gross jokes. sorry. So anyway, when I inverted the pan,
Rome fell. The Roman Empire fell.
You know, the home and away stands came out intact, but the two end zone stands, it was like a hot mess. So
did you try it?
Was it good? I actually thought I would just bring it like that. Well, of course I tried it because half of it was ruined. that was my way of cleaning up.
You're like, then, Mike and Katie, this is to celebrate your honeymoon.
I texted Mike and Katie and I was
ancient
like,
Greece.
It kind of looks like the Roman ruins, the Roman Colosseum. And she goes, it's exactly
literally
what it looks
does.
Like.
Yeah. I saw that.
So anyway, Chris was like, make cake pops, do all this, do this, do this, do this. And I thought, it's easier just to make a whole new cake.
If there's one thing I know how to do, it's to be a fat bitch.
So anyway, made a new cake in the same new recipe in the conventional pan. It looks fantastic.
Oh, so you did a normal bun cake now?
No, I still did cranberry orange one.
No, but not in a soccer stadium.
Not in a soccer stadium.
Yeah, that seems wise.
You sent
me that picture and I really...
I sent it to everyone. I have no pride.
I was super confused as to why the soccer thing made it in. But
so anyway, and the other thing, not only did it come out terrible, but the volume of the soccer pan is much less than the volume of a normal bun pan. So
it overflowed.
Coated the entire oven. So I got onto it. I mean, I started smelling it. So I was like shoveling it out like crazy. Ooh. But there was so much smoke coming out. I had to put the cake into a different oven. And I just turned my oven, the original oven up to like...
Oh, I forget that you have like the dual level oven.
I turned the original oven up to like inferno level and just burnt it off. But there, my whole house... So my friend texted me and said like, hey, are you home cooking? I want to bring something over. And I'm like, well, I'm either cooking or burning down my house. So So actually it was really nice. A friend came over and brought me a present.
Aww.
It's the first holidays without my mom. And it was really nice. Anyway... I've had a good day cooking, got most everything prepped. I do enjoy it. So, yeah.
Cute. Yeah. I still have to do all of mine because my brother and his wife were like, be cognizant of the amount of oven space we have. And I'm bringing mac and cheese, but I'm not doing baked mac and cheese. I fucking hate baked mac and cheese. Give me that.
It has egg in it usually. Like, that's what makes it like souffle or...
Ew, even worse. Yeah, I like that runny, ushy, gushy. If it doesn't sound like you're doing something inappropriate, I don't want it. Like, the mac and cheese needs to sound almost disgusting. And so I'm like really stumped. I'm making gluten-free stuffing, mac and cheese with normal cheese, but gluten-free noodles because you can't really tell the difference. And then I'm making like a quinoa...
Ooh, quinoa.
Vegetable. I don't know. This is just feeling like college all over again with like a huge assignment due the next day. And I'm like, I'll figure it out later. So I think I'm going to do all of it tomorrow morning. But I can't get into it. I am so cranky today. Chris is cranky today. I mean, I just didn't like sleep well. I like tossed and I turned and it just, baby's tired. because my mom's on today's episode. Well, okay. The reason that there's so much dysfunction happening. So it's the first episode that is coming out since Thanksgiving, which officially means the holiday season has started. I don't want to hear your stupid nonsense about how the holiday season's already started. It happens the day after Thanksgiving, not a day before. So I have decorated this set all festive. It's gonna, you know, we're gonna be developing it out further, but this is just like that first, this is just the tip of the holiday season. And because of that, I wanted to post on my Patreon and have like my little Patreon family ask questions for my mom and I, sort of holiday related. We're obviously going to get into some voicemails, and then my mom and I are playing Truth or Drink later, which I just, the reason we are is because I saw that the first time you were on the podcast, that episode where we played Truth or Drink has like 700,000 views. And I honestly didn't, I mean, I fucking forgot we filmed that episode. But I figured what a fun thing to do, not remembering that I did that just before I turned 30 on this podcast. So it's not looking great for me based off of the rundown of episodes and the recentness of truthing and drinking. But anyways, people on Patreon asked some good questions that I'm kind of excited to talk to you, or not talk to you about, because that sounds so like, duh. Alrighty, so we are going to go into some questions that my Patreon people asked on the full-blown dysfunction tier. Be Losing It says, what is your favorite Christmas tradition that your family does and why?
Is that for me?
It's for both of us.
Oh, for both of us.
We're okay. Family members.
Oh, I didn't know if it was...
No, it's just...
Oh, I'm confusing this with Truth or Drink.
No, so, I... Okay. My mom's like, I don't want to tell you a
I'm
single thing.
I'm an achievement-oriented kind of gal. So I've already gotten in my ear that my microphone positioning is poor. So I'm going to...
Well, don't drag yourself like that. Goddamn, that was going to get edited out.
I'm an honest gal. I mean, work. You know.
Okay. Yeah, I just thought it would be fun since, like, with the holidays our approaching, tradition. Just sort of like ease into the holiday spirit with just, okay. I don't know, guys, we have so many podcast episodes to record. It's just another means to an end. Okay, but yeah, Be Losing It. What is your favorite holiday tradition that your family does and why? We used, my great aunt, your aunt, used to have like Christmas Eve parties that I just remember being in the back.
I was just going to say that I couldn't remember if you'd remember.
Oh my God. The way that I want to do Christmas Eve parties now, because
it was a set menu, pretty much. She'd make tomato soup.
They were childless, by the way. And so like they just, like this was their.
She would call herself BS, baby spoiler. And she was in my generation. This is going to be hard for me to do without crying. I think
it's okay.
I don't want to cry on the podcast.
I've done it before. Okay.
Yeah, but you get paid for it. I don't.
Well, how much do you want?
I don't need it. You do it.
Yeah. Anyways, my Aunt Mare would, and Aunt Bet would have Christmas Eve parties. And I don't really remember, like, if it was just exclusively family.
Yeah, it was 100%.
It was.
And
okay.
Cousins.
Well,
and,
that's what I mean. I just didn't know if like friends were also invited. No, but I just remember like family, because when I was like, what, six or something? Yeah. I just remember being in the back of the minivan, like in my car seat, I want to say. And I was just like, it's so late. Santa comes in the morning. I am so. And I just remember like the van being dark and quiet. And us like racing home because it was Christmas Eve.
It was great. It would be my mom's family. So my mom and her siblings and, you know, their kids. And at that point, I think I was the only one that had kids. And not all my siblings were there because of distance and their own family commitments and stuff. But yeah, you guys were pretty much the kings. And
oh my God,
the food was great.
That's where I fell in
Santa
love with shrimp
came to
cocktail.
My shrimp cocktail.
Out
Santa
the
came
ass.
To her house. And then she was a baby spoiler. You guys got crazy gifts there. And I can remember when you were really little, my cousin would help assemble your toys. And
see, I don't remember that much. I remember this explains a lot as to who I am. I have this one aunt, Red Hair Beth.
Oh, it's my cousin.
Your cousin. So that's my
second cousin.
So I don't get family trees, but there is this. My mom has a cousin named Beth, and she had like fiery orange red hair. I mean, it's stunning. And I would always be so afraid of her because I had never met anybody with that color hair in my life. And so when we would get there, I'd be like, Mom, you have to tell me when red hair Beth gets here, because, and then I would hide under, like, behind a chair, which I have in my house, or maybe it's still in your house.
Yeah, it's but, in my house.
Anyways, yeah, that is what I remember. And the Sloppy Joe sandwich trays.
Yeah, so if you're North Jersey, a Sloppy Joe isn't ground beef. It's a sandwich. I think originally it was with tongue, which we don't do, but like
ham, turkey or ham, turkey, coleslaw, Thousand Island, and provolone.
Cheese, yeah, yeah.
Oh, we're making some this Thanksgiving, yeah, girl.
I have all the ingredients.
I bought gluten-free bread just to do that.
Yep. So yeah, and then so that would be Christmas Eve in New Jersey, and we live in Delaware. So then we would drive back. We'd come home, go to church. We'd get to church by 8 o'clock.
No, we wouldn't.
Yes, we would.
That's repulsive.
We'd come home.
No offense.
Put you guys to bed, and then we would go in the basement. And I was like, "Is anyone who doesn't believe in?"
I hope not. I know. I'm like, I already did that.
I can remember being in our basement at 1 o'clock, assembling like that jungle gym we had in the basement, that little Tykes climbing thing with the slide.
That was in the basement?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
And being there still in a taffeta skirt from church with a mallet, assembling.
How did we not hear that? Oh, we were probably wiped.
You were two floors up.
Oh, true.
And usually we would do all our wrapping that night. It was exhausting.
Yeah. And I would say, though, as adults,
great memories.
The best.
The excitement of.
They had like a cute, like, two bedroom apartment. It just felt so cozy and warm. And it's just, I can still remember like the lighting and like the furniture and like the living room. Oh, but I would say now that we're adults and like all like grown up, we do stockings. We all draw names for stockings. And then
because I threatened to give up. I mean,
yeah, my mom was like, "We're giving up. I can't do stockings anymore. It's too much work." And I'm like,
grown men.
"Mom, I know I'm an adult, but I'm still a child." And so
now we pick names with, you know, Katie and Marissa as well. Yeah.
And then we each like dedicate a stocking to the person that we have. And that's like
cool.
A new
get to know.
Yeah.
Michael keeps a web page or a something. We all write what we want in their notes on our phone, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fun because you get to know what everybody likes.
It's cute.
And their drink they like and their candy, and we, you know, we write in,
and then we always say favorites. Like the limit is $50, but we
it's never $50.
That's what it always is, but we never stick to it. I'm like, guys, who are we kidding?
Tomorrow,
but I really want to pick up the tradition of the Christmas Eve party. I just think that would be so fun.
I do too.
Especially even just
now,
especially with
kids.
Like families in the neighborhood that we're still in touch with, family friends be like, come over. Like, I don't go to church anymore on Christmas Eve. So it's like, that'll be my church. We'll put like a little crucifix up in there for those who practice.
I do go to church.
But you do. Miss Melissa Masters.
I have one of, I mean, this is stupid. Probably
what
but
is it?
A big cookie baking for me. Yeah, I mean,
teachers.
Family. Well, just I mean, it's something. I mean, why
we need to get that back becomes, up?
I do it every year, but I don't.
It gets less and less to the point where I don't
bake,
even,
but I don't give. I mean, I used
I know,
to
but
make
let's give them
thousands.
To the neighbors, girl.
All right,
let's fucking
get back
let's
into
ho
that.
Ho ho this hood.
That's fine.
Melissa anyway. Masters asks, "What's the best Christmas gift you've received?"
Oh, wow.
I know, right? I want to say, like, I haven't felt the joy, at least what I remember, of when we got our first Xbox. I was in maybe, like, 8th grade or something, 7th grade, 6th grade.
No idea.
I don't know. I was, like, that weird puberty time where I was, like, 11 or 12, I want to say. And we, like, weren't we
that
were
was
big,
our first Xbox
that was like that? The first gaming system we ever had.
Crappy parents.
I know.
Wow, crappy
I
parents.
Wrote to Santa every year. Little did I know that those letters were going straight to you. I was like, this bitch won't get me an Xbox. Send. No, but we were big computer games like Roller Coaster Tycoon, like the CD. People just don't even know these days what this life was like. But
if they want to know, they could come to your house.
I do have them all still. Oh, it's so dysfunctional. But like, oh my God, I'll never be able to buy those again. Well, I won't want to buy those again because I already had them. But we were big computer gamers. We never had consoles. You guys were like, you're not going to play shooting games. And then I think y'all just like gave up. And then we got our first Xbox. And that was That was always the best, just like the group gifts of like for Michael, Chris, and Dave. And I would always remember being like, ugh, I'm gonna have to share this. And then it would be like the greatest gift ever. But yeah, the Xbox, I would say, was probably like, I mean, I've also received amazing gifts since, but that always stands out to me as just, oh my God, Midtown Madness. Love that.
So interestingly, despite our age difference, my favorite gift, and favorite is a creepy word, but
no, but I get
a gift that stands out in my mind.
Yeah.
And I am not a thing person. I don't in general find joy in things. I mean, I'm definitely an experienced person. But when I was in fifth grade.
Oh my God, we're taking it back.
Yeah. I mean, it's when I reflect, I mean, it's a thing that percolates up above
the
baseline.
Yeah, no, that's why the Xbox.
I want it, and it's so funny because it's also technology, and it just shows like people probably won't even know what this is, but I wanted a cassette recorder, a voice recorder. I mean, it stands out because I can't remember ever wanting anything so badly. And I brought it up constantly to my parents, and they were fantastic. They were just stone-faced, like Angel. I mean, I was the oldest of five kids. I mean, Chris was like bedlam. I don't know. I just, you know, I just didn't hold much hope for it. And also that year, I ended up getting really sick. I was in the hospital for most of that Christmas
period. In fifth grade?
And most of after I had...
you were like, bitch, I better be getting that.
Out and it got really infected, and I was just really, really sick. Anyway, so that Christmas, I mean, I'm not, you know, as young as I used to be. Anyway, I mean, this Christmas was a long time ago.
Do you still have it?
Oh my God, no.
oh my
but
God.
I have all the cassettes.
That you recorded?
Yes.
Ah!
I was sick, and I mean,
you're like day 52 of cholera.
All I could do was sit. Oh, I pretended I was on like a radio show or something. So, ironically, here I am on a podcast, but I was like, would like mimic commercials I had heard, like, what's that? I have a head cold. I mean, there must have been some like medicine.
God.
Thing. Anyway, yeah,
this explains so much.
Have them all, but on Christmas Day, I mean, yeah, I'm opening. And again, there were five of us. My parents were incredibly generous. We were the house that got, you know, crazy Christmas stuff. And there's bedlam. I mean, I was the oldest of my siblings. There's bikes and there's skis and there's race cars and all kinds of stuff going on in the living room. And I am looking. I mean, I didn't want to be obvious, but
you're trying to clock the cassette.
I'm trying to find this thing. And I remember my parents had this inflatable Santa and he had this really fancy watch on his hand. I'm like,
oh my God, y'all went crazy for Christmas.
You've got to be kidding me. A watch? And I, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking that was pretty big bucks. My chance of the cassette recorder is out. And I remember my dad going, Angel, look right. And he moved the Santa and there was a present. And it was sad.
Oh
yeah. It was crazy.
I can't believe you didn't keep it.
It was perfect. Cause I mean, I spent probably most of the next 3 months in bed and just,
what were you sick with?
I had my appendix, I think, ruptured and I got really sick.
Oh, it was that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that
I interviewed
crazy.
Like my brothers and sisters, which,
oh my God, this explains so much. Because I interview people.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And that's like true. I talk to myself
and
do like voiceovers.
Of my life, and then that was it.
Oh, you gave up.
Oh, and then I recorded like I was related to the Partridge Family. So there's a couple. I mean, I must have had to play the record in the room and just had the cassette recorder across the room picking up the audios, you know. So I mean, my siblings could walk in. Yeah, it was marvelous. But it's laughable now how low tech it was. But anyway, definite favorite present.
That is so cute. I love hearing.
And my parents were so proud. I mean, that, you know, they hit a home run. But boy, in the weeks leading up, I mean, I shook their proverbial tree as much as I could. And they did not crack.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
It was cute. Yeah.
Okay, Neubauer asks, Mom, how did your kids find out Santa wasn't real? I remember finding out for me. Do you remember Mike and Dave?
No, but I will just
say... We were all, I will say...
Double-digit age.
Inappropriately too old.
Inappropriately old. And that's also hereditary, too. My sister, one of my sisters... I mean, my mother had to strap her down at like 14 and say,
"No, it's
Maria, there is no Santa." And she's like, no.
No, it's really embarrassing. I remember...
I don't remember.
I asked for a beanie I had seen... And it was like a designer beanie, but I just really loved
like Lacoste.
Was yeah, it
Lacoste?
Had an alligator on it, and it was like this neon orange that I still have the hat. Shocker.
There's a shocker.
I am literally a hoarder, and I don't care who.
A collector, I'll call you. You're not hoarding yet.
That is. We'll get. Yeah, we can talk about that later.
Borderline.
I'm a border hoarder. I wanted this hat and it was really expensive, but to me it was just the coolest color of orange. It had an alligator and I was like a lizard freak, as we all know. And I remember I had a band concert and then I came home and it was like the winter band concert.
Did I tell you by shaming you?
When you put it that way, kind of
awful parenting.
No, mom, cringing. I was in like eighth grade. It needed to happen.
Oh.
I mean, like, talk about 40-year-old virgin. Like, Jesus Christ. I remember we came home and somehow we were talking about Christmas and you were at the sink.
Oh, no.
And you're like, Chris, come here. And I was like, hey, what's up? And she goes, you know, like, your Christmas list, you asked for a big item. And I was like, yeah. I was like, is it under the sink? Do you have it here? And you were like, well, you know that that's like expensive, right? Like that's a big, and she was like, you know who Santa is, right? And I remember, I like, obviously I had teachers who like talked about how Santa's impossible, like just like with flying reindeer, like in sixth or seventh grade, I had a teacher who,
I didn't hear that, but I'll have to get it later. It's okay.
Another redhead lady who scared the shit out of me. But this, because she was kind of crazy, not just because I was six and had never seen someone with red hair. But
I was paying all that tuition money and they were messing with the Santa mystique,
I guess. But I was like, yeah, this bitch doesn't know what she's talking about. And then you were like, Chris, you know who Santa is, right? And I was like, oh my God. I thought I was like on the verge of tears. I was like, just shoot me in the kitchen, mom. I mean, like literally just
take
a steak knife and just slit my throat.
I don't think I would have said it that casually.
I mean, I might be paraphrasing, but I remember it was like, you know who Santa is, right? Like that was the line I remember.
And I think because,
and I was like,
gulp. You gave the vibe. I just
it was
figured
like
you were,
it was
aware.
Like that was on the same level of awkwardness and uncomfortability as like talking about puberty at that age. I was like, oh my God, please don't say it, like don't have this conversation with me. So that's how I mean, like, I kind of knew because, yeah, again, I was in eighth grade and 2 years later I'd be driving a car. But like, it wasn't like I was six and my mom's like, bitch, Santa's not real. I don't remember how Mike or Dave found out.
Yeah, I don't either.
Honestly, I'm surprised Mike still doesn't believe.
If you were in eighth grade, Mike might have been like shopping for college. Just being older and stuff.
But
and he was,
I also
so
think
naive.
That that's a fucking testament to how much magic you would bring to the holiday season. Like
the magic, yeah.
You just did that.
But then there's a parallel school of thought. I mean, I have friends who are like, I don't believe in lying to my children, so why would I do Santa? Because that's a big lie. And then,
oh my God, take a deep breath and loosen the hole.
Oh my God, you know, I really thought like, wow, okay, that's a hot take. And I mean, it did cause me to think. But
Like,
life
that's
is
where
hard, and we had high expectations of you guys and this and that, and it really felt great to make magic, to have that.
That's, but
whole,
that's why I'm
and we
30,
were
and I always want Christmas to be just magic.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
we,
like,
we made you
I don't care if you get me
and
a bag of dog shit. Like, I will love that because it was, like, something you thought of, and yeah, I wasn't expecting it. I hate Christmas lists. I am notoriously the hardest person to buy for.
If you did not get what you were asking for, it would have been a failure. So modern adult Chris, absolutely.
No, there were things that we asked for that we didn't get, but like it wasn't like the world, it wasn't like the world was over.
But none of the big highlight items did you ever go without. I did have a lot of fun finding things that I thought you would like that you didn't necessarily ask for. And those were the most fun. I mean, I was glad that you were gratified with getting what you wanted, but finding stuff that.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I love just like, that's how I love, like, I just want to figure out how to keep Christmas and like the holidays magical.
You're a good gift giver. You're a really good
gift
giver.
I love, like, that
and
is.
I don't mean just money.
No,
or
but
like that,
I.
But the gifts are usually very thoughtful.
Oh my God. It's my favorite activity of in life is
but you
gift
are the
giving.
Worst person to buy for.
I am.
Because you buy whatever you want for yourself already.
Yeah.
And so,
I don't, but I'm also just like, I want crazy shit sometimes and I'm not going to force people to get it for me. That feels worse than making a list. Yeah, I don't know. I really am just like, as long as there's thought behind it and like you, like I love it. Like I don't like knowing what I'm getting. Like there's nothing better than opening a present and like literally not knowing what it is. All right. Alana and Victoria Davis asked the same question right after one another. And I thought this was the perfect question for us. And probably the last question we'll end on. But my mom and I are like travel buddies. We love traveling together. We've been on so many adventures. A year ago, almost a year ago, we were in Antarctica. But if money was not an object, what is y'all's dream Christmas vacation destination? Where would we like want to
specifically at Christmas?
See, that's the thing is I don't want to be anywhere for Christmas. I love being home. Like that's the point of the holidays is like you dress your house up and it's like fingers crossed it's snowing.
But for Christmas, for me, I would go to New England. I would go to Vermont or a cute little town in New Hampshire or something like that.
But let's say let's switch the question a little of because like I'd rather be home. You'd rather be like where your home was as a kid.
Or here.
But,
yeah.
But I think like if we were to get a gift or if we were to give each other a trip that we go on together, where would we want to go? Oh, let me rephrase it. If we were to go on a trip and be somewhere for Christmas, where would we? I would say like a Germany, definitely like a Europe
have to
vibe.
Be a winter, traditional winter.
It
vibe.
Needs to be winter. Yeah. Like I am one of those people who it's like, if it's Christmas, bitch,
the Alps or like a
Switzerland, I think would be such a vibe at Christmas.
I mean, obviously all the little German villages and all that.
That's why I was thinking that because of like our heritage.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Okay, so that's a Christmas one. What about just a general?
I'd love to do Japan.
Oh,
I know that you have no interest.
I shouldn't have that strong of.
No, but I mean, some people have places like you've mentioned places where I'm like, no.
Yeah, I
like Rome. I'm like, ugh.
I don't know. There's so many different good vacations. I mean, you know, like when we went to Italy 2 years ago, that was just an R&R trip. It was completely.
You're celebrating your 60th birthday.
Yeah, but I meant because there's part of me that also likes, I don't want to say educational trips, but like, I know I would not go on those with you.
I would go, like, because I don't mind, but like, if we're in a foreign place and all we're doing is learning, bitch, I could just study abroad and call it a day.
Like, if I'm going to go to an old city that's renowned for its architecture or its history, I think it's respectful to understand. I mean, I'm like a people person, so I like to know what's important to the people. I like to know what's the local beer, what's the local food. Like one of the islands we were on in Hawaii a million years ago, they had some delicacy where food was wrapped in seaweed and whatever. I didn't really
Spam masubi or whatever.
What was that?
Spam masubi.
What?
Oh my God, it was like spam rice and seaweed.
Okay, I don't remember what was in it. All I remember was I did not like it, but I felt it was important while I was there to try it.
Oh, I love doing that.
Yeah, so I mean, so like if you're going to go to
You go to Thailand?
Yeah, for sure.
That'll be our trip.
Okay.
Period.
I would do that.
This imaginary trip. Yeah. I literally just feel like want a trip to Thailand.
I just had a friend just share pictures of she just got back. She and her husband got back from.
Pause. Hold on. I don't think the cameras are recording. What the fuck? Oh my God. Okay. So here I am thinking I was fucking doing something, having a 3-camera setup in this gorgeous little 2-person studio that I've created. I didn't realize that the 2 cameras that have all the cameras have to be plugged in. I didn't realize that the surge protector that they were plugged into, like the switch was flipped off. So the cameras died. I don't know when. I don't know how. Well, no, I know how that we did figure out. But we're back.
And now you get the joy of my
presence. Exactly. The people watching are like, or the people listening are like, girl, we didn't notice.
Move over. Yeah.
Now, before we carry on with the rest of the video, I'd like to thank a sponsor of today's episode, which is Helix Sleep. If you guys do not know, Helix has supported our podcast endlessly. And a little bit about them, Helix is a premium mattress in a box company that takes all of your unique needs and wants in a mattress, and it ships it directly to your doorstep. As a lot of you guys know, I have a Helix mattress in any bedroom that has a mattress in it in my house. I've had them in my house for years. I not only love them, but my guests also love them. And I've had them for years, and they still are just feel like day one. Now, the Helix lineup includes 14 unique mattresses, including a collection of luxury models, a mattress for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. And you might be wondering how Helix will know which mattress is right for you, and that is through the Helix Sleep Quiz, and you will find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. When I took the quiz, I said that I'm a side sleeper. I said what mattress size I wanted and that I like a medium firmness, and I was matched up with the Helix Midnight Lux. And my God, is it Lux. Now, Helix knows that there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home, which is why they offer a 100-night risk-free trial for you to try out your new Helix mattress, see how your body adjusts, and if you decide it's not the best fit, you're welcome to return for a full refund. On top of all of that, Helix mattresses are American-made and come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on the model. So with all of this said, you want to try out Helix. Helix is offering up to $350 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows just for our listeners. So go to helixsleep.com/unhinged. That is helixsleep.com/unhinged. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Now I want to thank another sponsor of today's episode, which is HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. I've been a HelloFresh customer since like 2016, and I really just love everything about it. I know a lot of people can relate, but after a long day of work, trying to give yourself a fulfilling, nutritional, nourishing meal is difficult. And that's one of the things I love about HelloFresh is that they not only provide recipes that I would never have made, but they also include all of the ingredients that are pre-measured, so it is foolproof. And with HelloFresh, it's not just dinners. From easy breakfast to start your morning off right to 10-minute lunches or satisfying snacks both adults and kids will love, HelloFresh has tasty choices for every mealtime occasion, and the best part, there's no grocery trip required. I'm also someone who orders an embarrassing amount of food from delivery services, and with HelloFresh, I'm not only able to cook, but I'm actually saving money because it's just as affordable as grocery shopping. Something I like doing is keeping the recipe cards for the meals that I love, because then I have recipes for the future that I know I will love. Makes sense, right? Now, if you're interested in trying out HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/unhingedfree and use code unhingedfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/unhingedfree with code unhingedfree. I cannot recommend HelloFresh enough. There's a reason it's America's number one meal kit. Alrighty, let's get back to the episode. Alrighty, that was all the questions from well, there were more questions, but maybe we'll do some on the after show.
Wah, wah.
But we're going to do some voicemails now. I want you guys to call in to 310-844-6459 and tell me about the most unhinged holiday story you have. It can be as short or as long as you want. I mean, well, no, don't make it like really long. Come on, guys. Sam has to listen to all of these. But we are coming in with some crazy birthday stories that people have called in and left voicemails about. So hit it, DJ. What?
Am I going to blush during these?
I hope not.
Hey, Chris. Your voicemail message is intense. Anyway.
Yeah,
okay,
no, I know.
So I was listening to your most recent podcast, and you wanted the messiest birthday stories. Well,
yeah, I did.
This isn't so much messy as it is traumatic, okay. But kind of funny. So for my birthday a couple years ago, I'm 27 now, I think. Yeah, I think it was for my 25th birthday. We went on a pontoon that we had rented, and it was like the jinkiest little thing ever, and totally not worth the money. Anyway, my friend and I, it was like a bunch of us. My friend jumped off the roof of the pontoon and landed on like a tree in the water. And she died? Narrowly missed being like completely penetrated by this tree in her ass, and she broke her tailbone. Thankfully, like, it didn't, and it was actually really traumatic. I had to like call 911, and I was pretty messed up. Like, I had like an edible and a joint and lots of alcohol, and I'm trying to like stay sober for this whole 911 call because I was totally afraid that it was going to end up on the news. So paranoid. Anyway, love the show. I hope you enjoyed this really traumatic story of mine. I had to tell it really fast. And yeah.
Okay, oh my God. Thank you for that. I think I need to go back to Palm Springs and re-celebrate 30 because no one even came close to getting penetrated. having to make a 911 call fucked up is a real, real problem. I had to do that in New York when it was illegal and someone had gotten assaulted on the street below. I was with and I was out of my mind on a different planet. I was like hitting a gravity bong. Like I just could not. All of a sudden we hear help, help, like blood curdling screams. And we're like, what? And I lived in like a quiet part of Manhattan. She's screaming, help, help. We go up to the window and I live like on the street side. So I look down or the window is open because I was obviously smoking and didn't want to get caught. And so there were no screens. So I stick my head out the window and there's this woman who is like, some guy is chasing her and she's like yanking at her bag and the guy decks her in the face and she falls to the ground and he runs off with her bag. I will never fucking forget this story. And all of a sudden, my friend and I turn to each other and we're like, what? We have to call 911. Like, she's just laying in the street. But we were both so high. And we had to call 911. So we did. And they were like, can you come down and talk to us? And I was like, no. I cannot. Any questions you need answered, I will do over the phone or out the window. But I will not be coming down to get arrested. Oh, my God. It's such a stressful situation.
Woo! Tuition dollars hard at work.
No, this was I was funding my own life.
Good.
I was funding my own life. This was all on my dime. And wow, was that dime traumatic. So, yeah, that's a crazy birthday. It wasn't even my birthday and it felt intense when I had to do it. Let's hear another birthday story. I'm so excited. It's like being in Palm Springs all over.
Hi, Chris and Justin, Jake, Sam, and Booger. This is Gabby. I'm sharing my messiest birthday story for you.
Oh, come on, Gabby.
This is my 21st birthday. Long story short, I started drinking at like 9 a.m. We went floating down the river. Got super drunk, then I played college soccer, had to go to soccer practice, was super drunk for that, literally don't remember anything.
Vomited, probably.
Then went to the bar, and that's where I no longer remember the night, woke up to a bloody nose and no memory, find out from my roommates that basically my old soccer coach who got fired for being a creep bought us shots at the bar and then have no memory of the rest of the night. Proceeded to try to walk home because we're being safe queens, obviously. Friend tries to come pick us up because she wasn't that drunk. Apparently, then a cop drives by. She blew a .07 something. He almost arrested her for drunk driving. I face planted on the concrete, broke my nose open. Then the cop drove me home. As I got out of the cop car, fell onto my face, broke my nose open a second time. And then, woke up on the bathroom floor. So great night to have no memory of. Anyways, love you guys. Love the podcast. Hope you're having an amazing day. Bye.
Thank you. We are certainly having a better day than you were on your 21st. Oh, my God. I love y'all so much.
And let me just add, there's so many advantages to getting older, including drinking at a more moderate level so that you don't wake up with no tailbone or no nose.
Says the woman who my birthday dinner.
I took a nap.
Did
an hour and 40 minutes of yard work. I cut down trees.
I'm not saying you didn't deserve it, but I'm saying to act like you grow up and you grow up and you become a church mouse. I'm like, girl, please. We're just not face planting.
I had to cut water and took a nap. I don't really think that's commensurate with floating down the river, drinking all day, breaking your
getting
nose,
driven getting home a in a tree cop up your car. Can.
I mean, come on.
I really want to see your 21st birthday as a movie. I feel like that would be like a hangover, like The Hangover, but one like I would actually watch, you know?
Oh,
I've never seen that movie.
Brutal.
Oh my God. No, that sounds like an incredible. Doesn't that sound like a good movie? Drunk soccer practice alone. Sounds hysterical.
I guess to watch, not to experience.
No, to watch. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I wouldn't want to.
Watching, no, funny.
Falling on my face is truly one of my fears. Losing my teeth, like getting them beat out of me. I don't mind if they just fell out. But like if they were like beat out of me, no way. That's one of the reasons I quit baseball. Once kids started pitching and not coaches, I was like, nope, not for me. I'm precious cargo. Thank you so much. And this is my letter of resignation. I'm like, no way is some kid going to throw a ball at my face and ruin the smile. What are we talking about? No. Anyways, let's do one more voicemail and then we're gonna get into Zeltrusel's drink. I'm excited to drink this fucking lunch drink.
This prompt was the craziest birthday story, and I'm gonna try and keep this really short.
Oh, but why?
But basically, me and my sister and our two friends went out for one of my friend's birthdays. And we went out to a bar that was about 3 hours away from our house. It was really fun. We all carpooled. Anyways, when we got there, she ended up getting really drunk, this girl whose birthday party it was. And then she got super mad at me because I was making friends with other girls on her birthday. And whenever we got into the taxi, she said, this is the worst birthday I've ever had. And she ended up fist fighting with her sister in the taxi. So we ended up getting kicked out. And by the time we ended up making it back to our hotel, I walked into the bathroom and she was sitting in the bathtub facing the wall. And I said, what's wrong? And she turned around and punched me so hard in the mouth that I ran outside and got her sister. And she ran into the bathroom and instead of punching her in the face. And she chased me down the hallway and basically was throwing glass wall, like light figures at my feet. And the cops ended up getting called. And we had to sleep in a different room. We had to get a new room at like 3 a.m. And we all had to drive home together the next day. So that was a lovely birthday. Okay, thanks. I hope you enjoyed the story. Bye.
Wow, me talking about getting my teeth punched, has a whole new meaning. It's Do you know how hard it is to get kicked out of a public taxi? Not an Uber, a taxi? That driver has to fucking hate you.
Hearing the story, it's hard to understand that this person is not, I can't have an interaction with her, but I'm dying to ask, like,
same.
Are you still friends?
I'm like, dying to know.
I would assume not.
Or but, you guys are like best friends.
Also, not to make a pitch for getting older again, but also girl drama sucks. I mean, I don't know. I would
like to go on the record and say getting older is lit. It is the best. I don't know why people like
that. Sounds so familiar, though. I mean, not necessarily the punching and stuff and, you know, all that. But
to me and my siblings?
No. From my way back in the day, having friends going somewhere, somebody getting bent out of joint. Hey, it's my birthday. And I mean,
birthdays are tricky.
Fist fights. But
I was going to say
just
damn.
Girl drama. And I tried to avoid it as much as I could for the most part. But it is real, people.
It is. Wow. I love these kinds of prompts that I get to hear, just these windows into the soul. Speaking of windows into the soul, we're going to play some truth or drink. But this time, we don't know what we're asking each other. Justin, Sam, and Jake came up with truth or drink questions. You have a card next to you.
I have a small problem in that I've been drinking my drink during the entire...
Well, get ready to start telling
the
truth then.
Can you give me some of yours then?
No. Doll... You're going to have to tell the truth.
Okay.
So you just...
Who made the question? Sam,
Justin, and Jake.
Well, then give me a little.
I mean, what am I?
Well, because you're more likely to tell the truth than I am.
Well, you should have thought about that before you drank your whole drink.
Angela, Chris. Okay.
Alrighty, Mom, you go first because you're my mom.
Can I pick any question? Do I have
you can
to give
pick
them in order?
Anyone. Oh my God, I'm just reading these guys.
I know one of these we've already asked. Oh my God. Okay, so this one I'm going to ask just because.
Oh no.
If our family wrote a group autobiography.
We really should. We have a crazy life.
This would be the title of it.
Oh no. Oh no.
Chris.
Okay.
Which of your brothers do you think is my personal favorite?
Me.
Okay.
So that was easy.
So the reason that's, I mean, I'll ask you another question. That's a throwaway. So,
no, I will be clear. My mom does not have favorites. It's still me, but
no, I do think it's impossible to be a parent and have favorites. I really do. That being said, you know, no,
Chris is my favorite.
No, who is the tallest? Who is the funniest? I mean, things like that you can probably answer. I don't know. I mean, we're lucky.
My job is literally a fucking comedian, Mom.
Yeah, but I'm whatever.
Okay. I'm misimpartial.
It has. I mean, I think for a while when they were younger, it was serious. I hope it's not anymore. But it is something that is brought up. I won't say in every one of our gatherings, but frequently it's a joke.
No, I would say every one of our gatherings. I mean, like, you know how on Thanksgiving, like straight people watch football. Yeah. Like we are the football game that everyone is watching.
Oh my God. I'm now while you're talking, looking down at some of these questions.
I know.
Ooh, wow.
All right.
Oh,
it's my turn.
Okay, but be kind. I was going to ask you another
one. I didn't make these questions, Mom. So tell Justin, okay. Sam and Jake to be kind.
Okay. Okay.
Guys, my first question to you. What is your least favorite part about family gatherings? You can drink or tell.
No, I mean,
come on, Mom. What's your least favorite?
It's not at all what you expect, probably, or think, or hope for, actually. But like, we went out a couple nights ago for your birthday for the family.
Yeah, the one you almost slept through. Sponsored by Cutwater.
I'm so grateful that the restaurant was a 1 hour wait because I got there in time to sit at dinner.
No, really, that worked out in your
favor. But I missed.
You were on the phone. My mom was on the phone with me crying, being like, Chris, I'm so sorry. And I was like, honestly, you're winning out of all of us because we're waiting in the restaurant for an hour. You were just getting your beauty sleep.
This is such a lame thing, but I start feeling like, so Chris and his two brothers and their partner / wife and I, so the six of us, we do a lot, we hang out, and I think I'm just one of the crew, and you know, ha, 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 and we're laughing and talking, but then I feel like, what are you doing here? You are not a kid. You should not, you know, and I feel not a part, or like slipping away, or like I'm becoming irrelevant.
Mom, that's gonna make me cry. That's gonna make me cry.
Hi, therapist. Come.
I know. I have health insurance starting January 1st, which means
for me,
I will be back in therapy.
But I mean, just because that was a recent.
Oh my
thing,
God,
I know it's
that
terrible.
Could kill me.
It's so terrible. I
that would literally. Ugh. No, you are so necessary.
Yeah,
you're the glue of the family. I feel.
All right, next question. So
no, it's your turn to ask me. Mine? So your least favorite thing is that you feel like insecure and like out of place.
I feel like I'm
too old or something.
Immaterial.
That is so insane.
Okay.
I don't know. My life would be.
I can't ask some of these.
No, you have to. You have to contractually.
Oh yes, contractually. Okay. Oh my God, these are so creepy. People. I'm okay.
It's so funny me being able to see the podcast team and you not.
I know. <They're> like, I know. I really want to kill y'all. Justin, Sam, and Jake, I'm sending you ESP nasty messages. All right. Who do you want to kiss under the mistletoe?
Who do I want to kiss under the mistletoe? Anybody, like anything. Like, I mean, just like anyone. Wait, what are you, Sam? I want to kiss Sam under the mistletoe. Justin? I don't know. The team is on mute and they're doing all of these arrows and I can't really tell who they're pointing to. But sorry.
My microphone's near my mouth.
Sorry,
it's not
Unhinged
me.
Team. None of you. Who would I want to kiss? I literally don't have a name, so I'm just going to drink.
Okay.
I can't think of someone in this episode. Could go on for like 45 more minutes of me just thinking.
Okay.
Was I an accident?
No.
Really? I was planned?
Yeah.
Was Dave an accident?
No.
Well, I didn't know, because sometimes the third kid or like the last child is like a whoopsies.
No whoopsies.
Did you ever think about getting an abortion with us? Like, oh God, we can't do another kid. Oh, well, I'm just looking for truth or drinks.
For me, having children was very intentional. And so, you know, I didn't really have a plan, but I mean, I know with Michael, you know, just our first kid, you are so thrilled, not with Michael, but with your kid. And
you love,
so,
Mike's your favorite. We know. It.
And so, you know, then it was like, Jesus, very good. You know, let's keep going. But yeah, no one was an accident and no one, I would not have aborted any of you.
Who would you abort now,
oh,
knowing
for
us?
For God's sake. Oh my God. What are you, a kook? I mean, come on.
Yes. Have we not established that?
That's
all right,
nuts.
Your turn.
Okay. I mean, I think we've probably talked about this already on the podcast, but what's your least favorite meal that I made for you as a kid?
Oh, that's so easy. It's that stupid fucking spaghetti with mushrooms and spinach. I didn't appreciate spinach at the time, but it was the mushrooms that really... I tried to get out of eating that in all sorts of different ways. One of my favorite, which turned into my most harrowing moment of my life, was when you made it, instead of out of spaghetti pasta, like the long stringy ones, you used penne.
And in the creepy dish that you all hate?
Yeah, in like this like it was like not Alfredo, but like technically I guess it was Alfredo. It was just like this watery, creamy. My mom's a good cook. I don't want to make it sound like she's not. This was really just a miss every single fucking time.
All three of them.
Trauma. Literal. Yeah, I mean, now this is what I call trauma volume 72. It was this like watery, creamy pasta dish with chunks of chicken, spinach that was wilted down, and mushrooms. And when you are, I don't know, 10 years old. Oh, and onions. When you're 10 years old, the idea of having pasta is so exciting. Then to find out that there's fucking spinach and mushrooms in it, disgusting.
Yeah.
That's like what I wanted to do every time after eating this.
It was such a healthy meal. And
Yeah. Anyways, this one time she made it.
So much spinach in there.
This one time she made it with penne pasta. And I was like, okay, I think I have the perfect way out of having to eat this.
What did you do?
My mom and her quote-unquote co-parent would force milk at every meal. Cow's milk.
Oh,
in a glass.
Force is a strong... I mean, it was...
I would ask for water. No, Chris, you need milk. Granted, I have only broken a pinky toe and a pinky finger, so maybe it worked.
When did you break your pinky toe?
After Spy Kids.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you forgot...
I broke your pinky finger. We've talked about that on the podcast.
And so I decided I would put my milk in between my plate and me, and then I would get a couple pieces of penne pasta on my fork, and I would drop them into my cup conveniently and be like, oh man, now I can't eat them or drink the milk. And then my cup got filled like halfway with pasta, spinach, mushrooms, chicken. And then as my punishment, my wonderful, loving, hands-on father made me drink it.
Ew.
Yep.
Okay, that might have to get cut out. Ooh,
no,
wow.
That...
No, just
was
from
fucked
a,
up. It ugh, was fucked up.
Triggering. Yeah
so that was
PTSD.
That was okay. When I learned I had to think smarter, not harder. Or
I get that.
Something. They want me to ask you what your body count is. I, in my mind, can't know that ever.
Oh, like partners?
No, like sexual.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm good on that. No, I'm not asking that. So don't save your drink because I'm not giving you more. If anyone in our family could be immediate or extended, could win an award for being the most annoying, who would it be? I'm trying to think of who I would answer. Oh, I already know my answer, actually.
You do?
I'm not going to say it. I mean, like, the fact that you even
annoying. Even... Yeah, no, I have answers too, but I'm probably not going to say them.
Drink, bitch.
On air. Yeah, no, I have no problems with that. Got it.
No, I know. You already drank your whole glass before we started the game.
Just duly note, it's a nice long... Not my cordial sipping, shot sipping.
Oh, one of these questions.
What am I doing? You're asking me. What is one thing you would be canceled for?
All right, Unhinged team, we're having a meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m. East Coast time. You're waking up bright and early for it. I've already been canceled for a bunch of shit. Which is weird. I was going through screenshots today and I screenshotted a whole, apparently, of people shitting on me. I don't know why I put myself through that. What was the question? If I would get canceled for something, what would it be?
I'm trying to find it now. Well, it's the only...
She's fucked up.
It's the only clean one that I could... What's one thing you would be canceled for?
I think it's so funny, y'all... Put that on this as if I'm going to answer it. I mean, no, I'm trying to be realistic here. I think it would be something small. Oh, actually, this is a great time. I wanted to talk about this because...
Oh, boy, I'm going to go get another drink. No, just kidding. Sorry.
I mean, if you want to, go for it, I guess, but...
No, go.
I just did a fast food coffee taste test. And I had done these a bunch in the past where I go to different drive-thrus, try either like vegan food or things I've never ordered or ordering what the person in front of me ordered. So this time I was trying to think of something I could do while having a gluten intolerance in this nature. And I thought coffee. Little did I know that there was a boycott of every single fast food place I went to because I guess these corporations support Israel. And so then I posted this video and everybody's like, Chris, I cannot believe that you would do this just for a YouTube video that you would. I thought you actually care. I just didn't fucking know that there was like a whole list of companies that were getting boycotted. So like that, it's like the stupid, not stupid, but like, it's like the most unaware shit that I would get canceled for. And so I do want to say, just because you know information does not mean that everybody else knows that same information. It is not common knowledge. I didn't know. And I'm sorry.
So
I'm just kidding. I'm not actually going to cry, but I am sorry. I do care about Palestine and Palestinian people. And I just had no idea that was going on. And I wouldn't stoop to do something just for a YouTube video. So I wanted to clear that up. This question was honestly timely.
So, but I guess I don't know. So that's kind of being passively canceled by popular demand.
Yeah.
So I
would get canceled for tweeting about Bratz dolls. That's already happened.
I get that. So
thanks, Mom.
But so what if? Yeah, I guess I was thinking.
I'm not racist. I'm not bigoted.
No, but
like,
I would get canceled,
honestly. No, Chris, don't say that out loud.
What I was thinking more was like, what would you take yourself off of social media? What would you cancel yourself for? And so I'm thinking, like, what if your dream partner said, I want to spend my life with you, but I don't want you to be a content creator or whatever.
I'd be like, great, what's your job? Is it making seven figures? Perfect. Oh my God, I would love to be a stay-at-home husband. Just collecting a paycheck and doing nothing. That is the dream. That's the American dream, baby.
Who are you?
I'm so tired of working. I'm so tired of hustling. I'm so tired of scrapping. And oh my God, I just got a fence installed. Yeah. I'd love to just have that money be transferred to my account. Who are we kidding?
Okay.
Right?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't understand that question that you asked me about a partner.
No, the question on the form here or on my little card here is, what is one thing you would be canceled for? And so I mean, clearly not being in this industry, I understand cancel culture, but I also, in my mind, it triggered, what is something that you would cancel yourself for, take yourself out of this for? And so I was thinking,
I took one further, like
if the perfect person for you,
got it. It was I don't like you being a public figure.
Yeah. So is there, I mean, a
reason? Yeah. I mean, an aspect of that would be financials. Oh, well, that's not the question. I'm buzzed off of two sips. I don't know. I'm just going to drink. Because I don't think I understand the question.
That's okay. Probably belabored.
I wish I could do that on any test.
73-point question. So whatever. All right.
Thank you, Vogue, for the 73 questions. Mom, what's the biggest lie you've ever told me?
Oh, wow.
That you and Dad weren't getting divorced.
Huh?
What?
I never told you that.
No, when I was younger, I would always be like, are you and Dad getting divorced? Well, I didn't think we divorced? Were,
so that's, you know.
No, I know.
That wasn't a lie.
It was just a stupid joke.
I don't know that obviously the whole Santa thing.
I was going to say, come on, Miss Santa Claus. All right,
Santa, for sure. aside from that,
You didn't lie to us?
Oh, my God. I mean, probably.
Yeah. the truth comes out.
I mean, there's no... Yeah, I guess I'll drink. I don't know that I've lied.
And where the fuck did I come from? Because how have you never told a lie and I lie for sport?
Yeah, I'm pretty direct and yeah. Yeah.
Wow, I've called you mom this whole time, but it's really Mother Teresa.
Yeah, that's untrue.
Okay. No, she was actually a bad person.
No, she wasn't. She couldn't be.
She was.
Mother Teresa?
Yeah, there's a whole podcast episode we did about it where she was like low-key kind of a snitch.
Mother Teresa?
Mother T. I'm telling you. With that,
but okay. Do I still have... It's my turn.
It's your
now?
Turn to ask me.
Wow. I'm down to the ones I really don't want to ask.
Ask them. I'll most likely drink.
Okay, well, read the dirtiest text you've ever received.
I don't even think I've received a dirty text.
Oh, that's sad.
I know. Oh, my God, Mom. Okay, thank you. I am just 10 years away from being the 40-year-old virgin.
Take a drink and we'll move on.
No, I said I didn't have... the dirtiest text would probably just be like a nude.
Okay.
Like, I don't think it gets dirtier than that.
Okay.
What's the dirtiest text you've ever received?
That's not my question.
I don't like the rest of these questions. I do like this one. Have you ever cheated or helped someone else cheat on a test or anything else?
Oh, let's think. My gut reaction is no.
Oh my God, yes.
What?
You were like three people's ghostwriters in college.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that...
You're like, yeah, Chris, shut the fuck
I
up.
I helped... I mean, I had... Yeah, I'm trying to think of...
You're like trying to think of the most legal
friend,
ways.
My friend would be watching, listening.
Just don't say their name.
I had a friend who... I would help write her papers in college.
That's lit.
I mean, it was not my major... I won't say what the major was, just
oh my God, no, we don't need to
identify them, but I was all kidding aside, I was a very, very, very serious student in college, although a huge procrastinator and also a fun kind of person, and pulled many all-nighters. I think my record of hours without sleep was like 67 or something. But
wait, what? You would pull all-nighters?
Oh my God.
You procrastinated?
Yes.
I thought you were talking about your friend.
No, me.
Wait. No. That is not how I thought you were.
I'm a worse procrastinator now, probably, but I mean, I had
you
a
were
huge
like a brainiac,
and I was a very good student. So, I mean, I worked really hard. But anyway, the
I didn't
point
know
is,
you were a procrastinator.
A little, yeah.
I was thought. I like mean, that's why I thought you weren't, is because you were writing other people's
so,
shit.
But it never failed. So the one night I actually did go to bed at a reasonable time and get sleep, there'd always be like, knock, 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 Ange, you awake? It's like 3 a.m. I'm like, no,
I am now.
Yeah. And I would,
and you'd
I
use
would,
a typewriter too, I which is crazy.
Typewriter, yeah. No computer. So, I would type her.
Did
papers.
You ever type a paper in the back of like one of those covered wagons that's drawn by a horse?
Yeah.
Across
no,
the Oregon
no.
Trail.
Usually the wagons weren't available when I was oh, typing. Yeah. Okay. Plus there was no power. They were electric typewriters.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, they, oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Electricity was invented when
pretty
you were in college.
Time.
That's crazy.
Yep, there was a computer lab when I was there too, but yeah. Yep. Yeah, in grad school, I think my year was the first year of people writing their dissertation that was on a
computer.
PC. Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
It was cool because I never.
I'm not even being sarcastic. I'm being
to,
dead serious.
To type it, and also since I created, I didn't wasn't like a write a draft, then write a final. I would compose as I went.
Oh,
like so- everyone does now with a computer, but before computers, like when you went to type it, it had to be done, and so, yeah.
Wow, that actually sounds horrible.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Well, not gonna lie,
into a lot of technology issues today.
I know, which maybe they were onto something with the typewriter.
Yeah.
Rank your siblings from favorite to least favorite.
Yeah, I need more.
I ad-libbed on that one. I was like, wait a second.
You know I would never do
I
that.
Know you wouldn't. Here, well, I'm almost out. We're going to have to get a refill for the after
okay.
show.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
You know what? We'll save the rest of it for the after show. This has been...
Unhinged.
A very it's dysfunctional, unhinged episode. Another episode where the fucking cameras weren't working. Guys, I promise to do better. I promise to grow and learn with your feedback.
He and- won't. He won't.
Alrighty. Well, I will see you guys on the after show. Before we close out, I would like to shout out a comment left on the last Unhinged episode that says Chris coming in very defensive with the Reese's debate because he knew he was wrong. First of all, shut up. Second of all, how do you say it? Is it Reese's or Reese's?
I heard you
editing this.
When I Shit. Was here on Monday. So this is, I mean, I heard it, but
how
I
how do you really, say it just off the bat? You asking for it now. Go.
Well, Reese's.
Yeah. Oh, like, thank you.
Because, I mean, first of all, that's phonetic.
Oh, wait.
Reese's.
Oh, you say it right. Fuck you.
Well, it's I mean, that's just
I
how
say
it's
Reese's.
Written. But, like, that's, but, I'm, but that's because we've all then, after Reese's peanut butter cups, which was, again, probably first, was first, but then when you made they made the M&M the candy coated
no,
things
that's Reese's Pieces but it's supposed to rhyme
Reese's Pieces
no well, it's pieces well that's why that's this is you're doing the exact Reese's. Same thing I just
Reese's did. Reese's they've been Reese's no, peanut butter cups
so I always think the peanut butter cups are Reese's hey Reese's. Do you have a Reese's and then the pieces obviously are supposed to rhyme so it's Reese's Pieces. Because you
funny?
Don't say pieces as like a, I would like some pieces of pie, please.
I know, but somehow something, I think because of the E of pieces, it makes me go receive. I don't know.
Anyways, be sure to leave a
honestly,
comment and a review.
This debate makes me feel so much more mentally healthy because.
Oh, I was going to say more mentally ill.
As I have OCD, whatever issues with all the things I massively overthink. I have to tell you, I have never once. Struggled with Reese's Reese's. Don't care.
At the end of the day, like
Do
I said in that
care.
Episode, we all know what we're fucking talking about. So put a Reese's in it, babe. Anyways, Ooh. Be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemons wherever you get your podcast. YouTube.com/@Unhinged for the video podcast. Be sure to leave a review and rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the whole thing. We'll see you guys on the Unhinged After Show over on patreon.com/ChrisClemons. And yeah, thank you, Justin, Sam, and Jake for coming up with these questions and just being your wonderful selves. And Justin, I am so sorry for making your life harder because I don't know how to use a camera. And I'm so sorry for cussing at the end of the episode that you have to bleep. All right, we'll see you guys on the after show. Bye.
Bye.